Blog Talk Radio.
Because you first loved us. Welcome to this morning. Amen. I'm Pastor Katisa. This is Seeds of the Word. Seeds of the Word. Some encouragement. Amen. We thank God for you. We praise God you've joined us. We do not take for granted at all the saints of God. Amen. Who join us on this broadcast. Truly, it is a blessing. Amen. And it's a blessing unto God. It's a blessing unto to us on Seeds of Harvest. We thank God, we praise God, hallelujah, to his holy and righteous name. And so before we start with the encouragement, we are going to go to God in prayer, amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we glorify you, we honor you, God. We exalt you, we magnify you, you are the great and awesome God. There is none like you. Oh, God, there was none before you, there will be no one else after you. God, we worship you. We magnify your holy name. God, we praise you in the beauty of your holiness, oh God. You give us victory, God. We are your children. We are your sheep, the sheep of your pasture, God, and you watch over us. Oh God, we worship you right now. God, we thank you for your great love that you show by sending your son, Jesus Christ, to save us, to redeem us, to justify us by raising him from the dead. God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you, God, that Jesus, hallelujah, showed us how to love. And with, by his love, he laid down his life for us, for his friends. Oh, God, we thank you right now that love is an action word. And, God, we thank you that you've showed us, you show us day by day, over and over again. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Amen. We are still talking about love. I recognize that Valentine's Day is already past, but love for us is a matter of eternity. See, when God taught us about love, he taught us in such a great and awesome and distinct distinctive way, not a love that, amen, is characterized, we want to describe it as the world describes it. No, this is a love, amen, that could surpass and does surpass, to me, all understanding, amen. So we give God praise on this morning. He has said in 1 Corinthians 13:13, he said, these three shall remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of all these is love. So we know that love is important, amen, to those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen. And I just discovered this scripture, amen, so many scriptures on love. You do a search. If you have an online, you can go to an online Bible search, or you have your own Bible on your computer, amen. You can do a search for love and see how many times the word love shows itself, amen, praise his name. But see here, when I go into 1 Corinthians again, 1 Corinthians 16, and it says in verse 13, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. And then it says in verse 14, do everything in love. Do everything in love. Everything. Everything in love, amen. And what great encouragement that we have from the Word of God to receive love from God, amen, to receive it into our hearts, let it overflow, so it overflows to all those around us, and to give love, to give it away. That's why Jesus, when they asked Jesus, they was trying to trick him, really. They was trying to say, which of these, what's the greatest commandment? See? But Jesus broke it down. He said, it's a matter of love. It's a matter of, first of all, loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Then the second one is like, you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so they even question him even more. You know the story of the Good Samaritan. They try to, you know, figure out, well, who is our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Jesus said, the neighbor is near and far. That's who the neighbors are. Amen. So glory be unto God. We want to do everything in love. And I just admonish you today. I just exhort you today. Find out. We know that love pleases God. Let's find out how to express it. How is love really expressing itself, and how it should express itself? I know I look over in the book of Jude, and Jude has the one chapter. It says in verse 20, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, 21 says, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Keep yourself in God's love. Keep yourself in God's love. As you wait, we are waiting. We know we're waiting for the Lord's return, for his nearness is closer than we know of times past. Those who are watching and waiting, those of us who are praying, those who are seeking the Lord, we see the time is near, the time is drawing, amen, so close. And then we are children of the light, not children of the night or those who are of the darkness. No, we know, we can see the signs. Jesus said that day won't come upon us like a thief if we are watching and we're waiting. So we're listening, amen, to the Holy Spirit. We're being guided in the Word. We're being affirmed in our faith. But most of all, God wants us to be affirmed in his love, in our love for others. Do everything, it says in that 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, do everything in love. And then we see it over here in the book of Jude. It says, keep yourself in God's love as you wait. See, love is what, your love can be attacked, you know that? Your love for God, your love for other people. So that's why we got to be on guard. We got to be on watch. And remember what love, as love has been described, love is patient, love is kind. Love is it's an action word. Jesus said, lay down your life for your friends. God sent his son. God is, so that's action, sent, lay down. Those are action words. It is not just words that we say in speech. Yes, we want to say, I love you. But how are we showing it? What are we doing? Are we loving people the way they want to be loved? Unconditional love. I know I need more of that. I need for that God to show, for God to put that more into my heart, to see more of his unconditional love working in my life. How he forgives, cleanses of all unrighteousness, making me ready, amen, for the day his son returns. We have a glorious and awesome Savior. Our Father in heaven has said to us that there's nothing that can separate us from his love. That's in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can preach about it. We can teach about it. We got to live it, though. We got to live it. To live it. We want to have that characterization as children of God. Hallelujah. That we're keeping ourselves in God's love as we wait. Amen. I just thank God. I praise God. Amen. That his love is so great. His love is so wide. It's so high. And God says he knows those who love him. He shows love to thousands of generations who love him. Amen. And we're going to have eternity. We understand that. We're going to have eternity, amen, to be a part of and partake of God's love forever and ever. And we want as many, take as many with us as we can. Amen. Praise his name. This is our programming for Seeds of Harvest. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And it is God's will that we encourage one another with these words of the gospel, amen, to keep pressing on and to not give up, persevere, because we shall reap a great reward. Our work shall be rewarded and we'll reap a harvest. Praise God for you. Amen. Continue on. Amen. Be blessed. Join us on Saturdays. We uplift and encourage the youth. And to him be the glory. I just want to mention that I found in one search there's over 690 mentions of the word love on this online Bible. Glory be to God. Amen. Be blessed. Go with God. Enjoy the rest of your week.